what do you think of the Ferguson Commission report?
I thought that the Ferguson Commission report was a positive step forward that did an important job of trying to bring together a large set of ideas, and many of which I think have the ability to get through this legislature. And so we have looked through the recommendations and certainly adopted some that are under the umbrella of the Attorney General's office and fit appropriately within our responsibilities, and we look forward to moving them forward.
Are there any particular ones that stand out?
So here are the things that I think I have been working on and will continue to work on. The first is recruitment of more African Americans and minorities into the policing ranks. Obviously, one of the challenges that we had at Ferguson was that you have a community that is 70% African American and a police department that was 96% white. And those types of disparities add to the tensions that we saw in communities like Ferguson. The only way to solve this problem is to try to do what we can to recruit more young minorities into policing. I think a lot of us who carry a badge in our back pocket are concerned that 15, 16, 17-year-olds may not view policing with the respect that we want them to view it as, and that we are trying to foster in all communities. And so I've been going out, along with Sam Dotson, to African-American high schools in North City and North County every month to speak to school assemblies about law enforcement as a profession, what it pays, what the hours are, how you get your education paid for, pension benefits, health care benefits, prestige, and ability to add meaningfully to a community. And those discussions have been going great. I think both Sam Dotson, Chief Dotson, and I have felt that that has been a very positive experience for us. Hopefully it is opening some minds. We feel like the meetings are going well, and I will continue that, and frankly would continue it even as governor, because I think it's that important. The issue of body cameras is also something that I have advocated for. Obviously, you are well aware that we have one disagreement between my point of view and the press's point of view on the availability, the easy availability of those videotapes for the 5:30 and the 5 and 6 o'clock news. I would like to make sure that those tapes are utilized for policing and law enforcement benefits. That's an issue that has to be addressed in the legislature. But by and large, I am a strong advocate for body cameras. We also want to see the use of force law updated to coincide with Tennessee versus Garner. We tried to get it done last year. It almost got done, but then it failed at the last juncture. There are some updates to the traffic stops report, the uniform traffic stops report that we produce every year. And then there are some broader issues that we have been obviously favorable to. I talked this morning about expansion of health care. That is one of the issues in the report, and raising the minimum wage. I'd like to see the minimum wage increase appropriately in the state of Missouri.
Now, what, as governor, would you do to ease racial relations in Missouri?
You know, it's an interesting experience going through this campaign. When I am in African-American communities and I talk to opinion leaders who are above the age of, say, 55 and who have some historical knowledge over many gubernatorial administrations, the person that they, I think, remember most fondly is Mel Carnahan, quite honestly. Mel was a person who knew their names, knew the names of the opinion leaders, the clergy, the neighborhood leaders, the business leaders, who had them to Jefferson City, listened to them, and consulted them on issues. Obviously, no group is able to, you know, persuade their way to success every single time. But Mel was remembered as somebody who stayed in touch and who cared and who listened. And so I think that in terms of lowering the temperature between different minority and majority communities in this state, a lot of personal contact, a lot of listening, And trying to live up to Mel's example in that realm is the best path forward.
You've often touted your support from law enforcement groups in your campaigns. Is that going to inhibit your ability to pursue policy changes that affect law enforcement?
I don't think so. I think that, for example, on the body camera issue, the intermediate issue about what these videotapes are used for, whether the media can take a video from a DWI stop and put it on the 5 o'clock news and the 6 o'clock news. Police simply don't want to be stringers or runners, front men, for what is increasingly an infotainment media. And quite honestly, I 100% agree with them. So before we can get to body cameras, we're going to make certain that the concerns of law enforcement are addressed. Throughout my career, I have been a strong supporter of the men and women in blue, the men and women in the deputy sheriff's offices, and we have protected them on work comp issues. I've protected them on salary issues, making sure that their salaries were appropriate and increasing, and that kind of absolute loyalty to law enforcement has been a hallmark of my professional life for 20 years.
Now, would you have done anything differently if you were governor during the Ferguson unrest?
I think that if we review the history, the mistake was, I think it would have been better if the governor had been there on day one. What is, I think, underappreciated is the security concerns that the Highway Patrol was communicating to the second floor, to the governor's office, that were serious, and so the decision that was made on day one and day two is understandable, but I think in retrospect, what the Joplin crisis, what the Ferguson crisis certainly highlighted was that the chief executive must be there immediately and must be there in person. And I think the security concerns that that Governor Nixon perhaps yielded to that were raised by the Highway Patrol would be something I would advise go in a different direction.